This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
It's time for Round the Boards, updates from Dunedin City Community Boards on ORFM Dunedin's awesome morning show.
And this morning we catch up with Paul Pope from Otago Peninsula Community Board, who joins us on the line now. Kia ora, nice to have you with us, Paul.
Kia ora, Jeff. How are you today?
Very well on this spring morning, and with the change in the weather, it does remind us that we feel more inclined to perhaps get out and about and explore, and that's a little bit of what you want to talk about today. Tell us about Tohu Whenua.
That's really exciting, actually. We've had a series of cultural place markers, Tohu Whenua, put across, the shared pathway from about Vauxhall through right out to Otago. And each one gives a little glimpse into some of the cultural history around the Otago Peninsula, and really adds something quite nice to the area. I think they go all the way around to part of the West Harbour cycleway as well. I went to the blessing for that at to Umukuri or Weller's Rock, and they've been a long time coming, but like I say, they just add something different and add to that complex layer of storytelling and narrative that really adds value to the community.
It's always nice when you're going out and about to stop for a moment and to look out and consider the history of the place, be reminded of the past, and appreciate the significance of the various places that we're at, no matter where you are in the world. So it's great to see these as part of our story here.
It's definitely something that we need more of, I think, in Dunedin, because we've got a lot of natural areas and a lot of natural space, and there's a lot of underlying history across that. And it's one of the things, whenever I go overseas, it's something that I really look at all the time, is how communities tell their stories and what's going on in the areas.
Well, recently we had the Emerson's Dunedin Marathon. Congratulations to everybody who took part in that. It had its own challenges, didn't it? It was a pretty windy and wiry day. I guess okay when it's at your back, but a bit difficult when it's coming straight at you, which many people experienced. I don't know whether you were part of it all, Paul.
No, look, my running activity tends to be sort of in the 5 or 6 kilometre range. I think 42Ks is probably a little bit too far for me these days. But look, I think the marathon's a fantastic event for the Otago Peninsula. Actually, the Sunday that it was held wasn't as bad as the Saturday, and it was pretty bad on Sunday. So, but just the fact that, as I say, it was a great event and a lot of people came out. A lot of people here on the peninsula actually support the marathon. They come out and watch the runners. People chalk little greetings to people as they run round. And they sort of sit on the pathway for a little while afterwards, so which is really nice. It was the first time, I think, that Portobello Road, I think, from around Glenfellich out to Vauxhall was actually closed. And to be honest, that really didn't, there was a bit of consternation, I think, initially in the community about that, but it really didn't cause any major disruptions. And, like I say, it was just a shame that, blew a gale for those runners. That must have been really intense running into that wind on the way back. But, a really successful event for the peninsula. And I actually spoke to one of the organisers yesterday and said how much the peninsula enjoy it. And we look forward to it next year.
Nice. You mentioned the road closures there, and I know road closures is something you wanted to talk about. Was it in relation to the marathon, or was there something else you wanted to talk about there, Paul?
Oh, just there's a few things going on at the moment. Castlewood Road, which is the main road off Portobello that people often use to go up the hill to Larnach Castle, that's actually closed at the moment. There's some fairly major work. Back in 2024, last year, October, we had quite a major slip in that area. So the contractors are working on actually putting in a new retaining wall. So if you're coming out, perhaps going to Larnach Castle, you're better to go via the high road at the moment rather than taking the road up the hill because, like I say, that road's actually closed while they get that work done. And the other issue at the moment is Aurora actually replacing power poles in between Pukahiki and Portobello. And that makes things a little bit tricky as well for people coming in and out and getting around the peninsula. So just be aware, as I say, if you're going to come out, especially after the weekend, we have fantastic weather out here, and we see more people sort of venturing out. So if you are coming out, just check the road conditions, perhaps have a look at the DCC website, and just see what's going on in terms of road closures.
Good to have that heads up from you, Paul. Thanks for that. You wanted to touch on the Irvine Road subdivision, Paul.
Yeah, so I've had two public meetings with the Irvine Road community. There's been a bit of anxiety about, there's been a subdivision going in there. The city council need to put a new water main and a new wastewater main into Irvine Road. And there's a fair bit of emotion around going around that, and potential for some road disruptions and closures and other bits and pieces as well. And I think the thing really is, at the moment, for that community, that's been quite a challenge. And I guess it's one of those things that happens, you know, when you have new developments and other bits and pieces. And I suppose really the thing at the moment, this is just for us to focus, for that community, part of the community, and for the peninsula to focus on finding outcomes and finding best solutions that can actually work for the people in that area. The two public meetings that I had, you know, they were both initially sort of quite, I guess, a little bit tense. And it's part of my job is to get through and basically talk to people about how we can find, you know, what are the best options. I have to say the second meeting was probably better, and I've got to give a bit of credit to the council staff. They've gone away with, you know, I would say a little bit of a sting in the tail from the community, and they've come back with some of those solutions. So we're working through that, and hopefully, as I say, we can get the best outcome for the people in that street next year.
Well, touching on the role of community boards and community board members there, of course, we know the local body elections are underway at the moment. People will be making their decisions about where they want to put their preferences as far as their voting is concerned. We look to the future, and we also want to say thanks to a few as well.
Yeah, look, it's really, elections are such weird things. You know, they're very strange things to be involved in. They're also a really good chance to actually reflect both on, especially if you've been elected, you know, to a board, they're a really good chance to reflect on your performance over 3 years, and the things that you've achieved and the things that you've done, and perhaps some of the things you haven't been able to do. And, yeah, you get a good sense from your community and from your own sort of feeling about your own performance and that sort of side of it. But I wanted to talk about two people that have been on the board, Edna Stevenson and Lox Kellis. Lox Kellis was first elected to the community board when the Peninsula Community Board was first created, which was in 2002. So he's had 23 years and is actually one of the original members first elected to the community board on the community board. And Lox has decided this year not to stand again and to retire from the community board. He went through, while he was first elected, he was still the current policeman for the Otago Peninsula. And he's done an awful lot for the community and served the community really, really well on the board. Once he retired from police, he took over, with me as the chairman, he took over the role of the civil defence and emergency side of things, which, being a former policeman, he was just absolutely brilliant at. And he leaves the Otago Peninsula from the organisational side of it with a great deal of it, organisation, and leaves us in a really good place around emergencies. And Edna Stevenson, really way back in the 1980s, advocated for playgrounds on the Otago Peninsula and was elected 12 years ago. And has spent, as I say, that 12 years basically getting play spaces and those sorts of things organised for our community, and has done a fantastic job of that too. And she's decided also to stand down. So 35 years of working on the Otago Peninsula and working for the community is a really fantastic achievement for the two of them. And like I say, they'll be sorely missed. It's always sad when you lose colleagues who move on and decide to, you know, carry on with, I guess, their real lives, I suppose, rather than their board lives. But like I say, we wish them well, and I'm sure that they will still have some input from time to time, as they do. They're just those kinds of people. So it's going to be fantastic. But as I say, now we go into election time, and people start making their choices about boards and city council and the mayor and the like.
Yes, and it's important that we do have our say, and I'm sure you'll want to join me in encouraging all of ORFM's listeners to take an interest in the local body elections, to find out about the candidates. Of course, your papers should have been delivered by now, so if they haven't been, get in touch with the DCC and sort out a special vote. Make sure you do have your say.
Paul, absolutely. I think, as I say, we're people moan a little bit about elections, and only 42% of the community actually vote in the local government elections, which is a shocking statistic. We're very fortunate in New Zealand to actually have the ability to have free and unfettered elections and be in as part of a democratic society. And being part of that, I think, as I say, is making sure that you have your say. No point in moaning about it when you don't. At least you've got some legitimate reason to have a moan if it doesn't work out, if you do. So, but like I say, I wish everyone well. The hustings is kind of an interesting thing. Like I say, it's a strange thing to be involved in, but at the same time, it's kind of rewarding. You meet people, not just candidates, but you actually meet people in the community that perhaps you've never met before, and you discuss things that perhaps you've never thought about before. So from that point of view, as I say, it's an interesting period to be in.
Yep, and there's some really good resources out there too if you want to catch up with who is being represented. Don't forget, you've got the booklet that comes out with the election papers. You've got some resources online as well. And, if you know them out in the community, shoulder tap them, have a chat with them, just try and get to know your candidates a bit better. Make sure you get your voting in on time. Of course, voting closes at 12 noon on the 11th of October. If you're going to post them and you want to get them in the mailbox by the 7th, to make sure they're delivered on time. Thanks, Paul Pope from Otago Peninsula Community Board, joining us for today's edition of Round the Boards. So go well, Paul.
Thanks, Jeff. We'll see you soon. Bye.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.